Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Yaya Diamond, and I am excited about this guest that we're having today. This is we are having a wonderful time here at Dream Chasers Radio. I can't express the gratitude I have for all the listeners. Thank you so much for listening on WKUW 97.5 FM, Real Community Radio in Northport, Florida, as well as on Bomb Baby Radio in New York City, and now on the Caribbean Community Radio Network in the Caribbean and all the islands. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening, and also on our Dream Chasers Radio Network of all our listeners. I don't know how many people are listening to this show, and I don't know how many people are going back and listening to it on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Google Play. I don't know, but I am so grateful, so grateful. And we have a wonderful, wonderful guest for you right now. We're going to go ahead and welcome to the show, Dawn. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on the show, Dawn. Let me ask you a question. Okay, I'm very curious. What is it that you do?
Well, there's so many things. So I'm a certified life coach. I'm a blogger, a freelance writer, an author. Full-time mom, you name it. I do everything. So, yeah, so there's so many things, and this is honestly the busiest season of my life, truly.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find yourself getting to this point where it's the busiest time of your life? And I think we lost Dawn. Let me go ahead and see if we can merge her back in. Here we go. Dawn.
Hey, I'm here.
So let me ask you a question. How is it that this is the most, become the most busiest time for you?
Well, really, it all comes down to my books because for the last 3 years I've been writing my new book, The 8 Mistakes Women Make. And then it really kind of was a God thing. And when I put that book down and completed that book, I started on my other new book.
Wow. Wait, hold on now, Dawn. We're having a little bit of a complication. So you're talking, but I don't hear you. Let's see if we can get you back here. Here we go. Ah.
I have no idea.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. But picking back up, so basically after I finished that book, then I started writing Reckoning Day, hashtag Me Too Stories That Inspire You. And, taking on kind of two book projects almost simultaneously has been bananas, but it's been the hardest thing, but it's been the biggest blessing as well. So those two projects really have made life crazy for me these days.
Wow. Okay. So doing the two projects at once, tell us about the project and tell us what is it exactly that you want to convey to the people out there about these projects that you've done.
Sure. Yep. Well, for the 8 Mistakes Women Make, in 2012, I got certified as a life coach. Really, that came out of working with a lot of different clients. And also, just I've been a journalist for 20 years, so interviewing people over the years, women over the years, and kind of hearing
and I'm going to have you call in to the station. I have no idea what's going on with this number. We're going to get this good today, aren't we? I'm here. You keep dropping out, but that's okay. We're going to get this done today.
Okay. I don't know what's happening. Okay, so anyway, I just text you. But so basically, after I became a life coach, after I started with working with different women, and they all kind of seemed disgruntled about the same type of thing, whether it's, lack of advancement, maybe they were thinking too small, maybe they had a toxic person in their life. The key problems seem to fall into the same bucket. So I kind of had this idea to write a book about the key mistakes that hold us back from our goals and our aspirations. Mm-hmm. And it's not the most popular topic to write about, mistakes, but I felt that it was something that we need to take away. So from that book anyway, I definitely want women to be more conscious about their decisions and kind of think twice before they do the same thing that they've been doing, even though they're expecting to get different results from it.
Right. Wow. It is amazing to me that people can think that they can do the same thing and get different results. But it's so true that it happens every single time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have actually put out books for motivation for women. Tell us, if you get cut off again, just call right back. But tell us how that came about, that you wanted to be a motivation to other women.
Right. It's interesting because in my family, I'm kind of the first and the eldest to do everything. So I've always kind of been a family motivator, have to encourage my sisters, encourage my cousins that come after me to do different things. So I feel like I've been the de facto go-to for my family and some of my girlfriends. And so I think as that's kind of expanded out, I've taken on mentees and, other young women at church and things like this. So and then just being a journalist for 20 years, people have come to me, hey, can you edit and rewrite my resume? And so, so it kind of just expanded out to different areas of life. And so when, the fact that I'm always trying to help and uplift the people around me, happily I do the same thing for women I don't even know.
Hmm. Yeah. What is it that you get out of it? What have you gotten out of it doing this?
Well, certainly I haven't become rich doing it. Let me say that. But you know what? Gratification, really. I think that when I was coming up, thinking back, 25 years ago or so, I lacked mentors. I lacked people that were go-tos for me. I didn't really have that. And so I get a lot of satisfaction out of providing that for people who maybe have lost their direction or really don't have a strong support system or family in their life. So I'm happy to, share and help them, kind of center themselves so they can stay focused on, their personal goals.
This to me is amazing. How did you know you could do this, though? How did you know that you could give of yourself to this extent and still have more to give for yourself?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't. I really don't, and I still don't. I think, my books have been out 3 weeks now, and so truly, truly, this is a faith walk. And I'm learning as I'm going along. And, as the books and different projects I'm working on, require, more work, more meetings, more traveling and things like that, there's less of me to go around. Thankfully, I have a good support system myself with my husband and my mom and my mother-in-law and things like that. So it's kind of been helpful to have my own little village that can really help me as I have to give more of myself. So I really don't. I mean, I'm figuring it out as I'm going along, and so far it's been working out.
Okay, so it's just something that you know you can do little by little and that you've mm-hmm. done. And you have your books out now.
Yep.
I mean, tell us about how the process was in getting those books out, because, I mean, I've heard some horror stories.
Yeah, right. It's not easy, is it? It's not easy. Yeah, well, so the publisher I used for the Eight Mistakes Women Make, I co-authored two books with her already. So the fact that we already had an established relationship, and my first book I co-authored with her was in 2013. So I know her. She's established. She's worked with hundreds of authors herself. So she's been kind of easy to work with. But in terms of Reckoning Day, hashtag #MeTooStories that inspire you, I decided to go the self-published route for that one. But even still, the process has not been easy. In Reckoning Day, I basically share survivor stories from 20 different men and women from around the world. And so I think for me, the hardest part about that book process was just pulling everything together to make sense, like connecting the dots, connecting the stories and kind of lining up, lining up story after story so that they're good reads, that it has some flow to it, So I think really just kind of the piecing together process was quite a challenge. But I think it's worked out. I've been getting really positive feedback about it.
Okay. All right. Yep. And now that you've gotten it out and everything is kind of moving forward, what's next?
Yeah, well, a couple things. I've already started working on my next book in the Eight Mistakes series. So, so this was the Eight Mistakes Women Make. I'm working on the Eight Mistakes Moms Make. And then I would love to next do the Eight Mistakes Men Make. But, of course, for that, I need a male co-author. So I'm searching for someone that I can do that book with, because naturally I have my 2 cents, but that's definitely a collaboration book there. So I've already started working on those books, starting to speak more. So as the books have kind of circulated and I've started to travel more, I've been really enjoying speaking. So like just this past weekend, I was in Indianapolis at the Go On Girl National Book Club, it's like their annual conference. So that was really great. So it's been growing, and it's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun and very rewarding as well.
And I say thank you so much for doing what you do. And where can people reach you? I mean, because you're a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, National Association of Professional Women.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so important to stay rooted in organizations, because that kind of part of your village, is part of your support system. And it really is true. Even when I had my book launch here in Detroit, so many other members from other organizations I'm involved with, like Jack and Jill of America, they came to support. And so, that network being plugged in has been really, really important. But anybody can go to my website. It's donjameson.com. I have the Reckoning Day book on Facebook. And then I also have the Eight Mistakes book on Facebook, and then I also am at I Am Dawn Jameson on Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show, and I'm sorry about the problems of dropping and all that. I have no idea what's going on, but what I do know is we got it done. and that's a great thing. You guys can go ahead and tune into her page at dawnjameson.com. We're going to have that up on our website as well. Sorry, our Facebook page, and I've already put it up there and I've shared it. So go ahead and go to facebook.com/dreamchasersradio to get that. Also, dawnjameson.com. Let me ask you one more question. If there was anything you could tell someone that wanted to become a writer, what would that one thing be?
That's pretty easy. You just have to start. You know, so many people tell me they want to, they aspire to, and my answer is you already are. If you have enough desire, you already are, but you have to put the pen to the paper. So you have to carve out time to write. And so even if it's just 10 minutes a day, just start. Just start right where you are and just start writing, even if it's a journal or something like that. You know, buy a notebook, you know, it's like $1 investment. So you just have to start right where you are. And you know, if you're faithful and consistent, you're going to look up and you'll have your own book.
I love it.
It really is, because we complicate everything, and we really should not. And so I think sometimes when you break it down, I mean, I'm telling you, particularly as I've been traveling around more, I mean, so many people say they want to write. And my response always is the same. Well, why aren't you writing? You know, just start. You just have to start. Because it is a commitment. Listen, I wrote two books with a four-year-old. So it's not easy.
Wow.
It's not easy. Yeah. So.
Wow. Well,
yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks so much for having me on your show.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Believe me, the pleasure is all mine. We're going to thank you. And next time you get another book, just come on back on the show and let us know how that's going. Again, you guys can reach her at dawnjameson.com. We're going to have that. We have that up on our Facebook page, and we're going to be putting that up on our page right here on blogtalkradio.com/dreamchasersradio. Thank you again so much, Dawn, again for being on the show.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And we're going to thank you for listening here. We're going to call it a day. And I want to say, wow, Dawn is amazing. What an amazing writer. She's given of herself selfishly. And I want to thank her for calling in today. That's it for us. And we're going to go ahead and go. And that is, how did she do that? How did she just did it, you guys? She just, one moment. She picked it up and she just did it. And I know you could do it too. And until next time, I'm going to say, dare to be different, baby. All right, good night, guys.